Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum left for Hot Springs yesterday to enter a state singing contest as part of one of old Doc Peabody's plans to help Lum win favor with the schoolteacher, Miss Emmeline Platt. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and his father in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is just saying goodbye to one of the clients of his advice bureau. Listen.
Yeah, all right, Walt. I'll work on your problem some more and see if I can't figure something out for you. So long.
Hey, what's troubling Walt Bates, son?
Oh, same old thing, Papa.
Is it troubling the home?
Oh, no, over at the war plant.
Oh.
Some government feller's warned him that he's falling behind in his war contract a little bit lately, and it's got him worried.
Yeah, well, why don't he do something about it?
Well, he's trying to. That's why he come to me for advice. See, lots of his workers over there go away for the weekend, and they don't get back till about Tuesday, and that way they lose a full day's work.
What do they go away for?
Course, they ain't nothing for them to do for amusements here in Pine Ridge, they claim.
Well, there's the moving picture show. That runs every Friday and Saturday night, don't it?
Well, yeah, but that ain't enough, looks like. They want a dance or something. I don't know. I ain't figured out nothing to suggest to him, though. I know that.
Well, let's see. Maybe I can figure out something.
Well, right. I wouldn't bother about it, Papa. I'll work on it when I get time.
Well, I...
Since old Lums went to Hot Springs, I just ain't hardly had no time for my advice bureau.
Oh, by the way, have you heard anything from Lum yet?
Yeah, I got a postcard from him this morning. Where'd I put that thing there? Shows a picture of a hotel, and he's marked an X on it, showing a room that he's staying in.
has he sang in that idiotic singing contest yet?
Well, he hadn't when he wrote the card. What did I do with that? I put it in my pocket here somewhere.
He'll never win no singing contest. Not with his voice.
Well, he might now. Peculiar things happen every once in a while. Leastways, he's got Miss Emmeline interested in him at last, and that's something. Where did I put that?
He'll never win no singing contest. Don't
if I throwed that thing in the stove. Doggone, I had it here. Well, I do know. There comes our Hodgkins up out there.
Our?
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever saw him outside of his livery stable. If I didn't think he was chained to that place.
Well, howdy, Ar. Come on in.
Howdy, Abner. Oh, hello there, Mr. Peabody.
Hey, howdy, Ar.
Howdy.
What can we do for you today, Ar?
Nice day out, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Awful nice, yeah.
Say, Abner. Is this your advice bureau of yours?
Do you want some advice, or is that it?
Yeah.
Well, good. Just step right back in my office. Papa, will you sort of keep an eye on the store here?
Yeah, sure. I want to work on Walt Bates' problem anyway.
Well, now, don't bother at that, Papa. Come on, Ar. This is my office right back here in the feed room.
And I don't tell nobody I come here for advice, Abner.
Oh, no, of course not. All my work is confidential, Ar. Strict confidential. Just sit right down there on that box there. Now, just what is your problem?
Well, it's,
trouble in the home?
Yeah, that's it. Trouble in the home.
Good.
Everything went along good for 30 years. And now my mom-in-law has moved in with us and upset everything. Ruined everything. She's putting ideas into my woman's head.
Josie, you mean?
Yeah. Josie's been a good wife, Abner. A good, steady woman.
Yes, she has.
But now her mama's got her to thinking that I'm a lazy, no-good varmint.
They'll do it. Yes, sir, they will do it.
A lazy, no-good varmint. Why, her mama's even suggesting that I give up the livery stable and get into some other line of work.
Give up the liver stable?
Yes, sir. Now, that'll give you an idea of what I'm having to put up with.
Oh, them women folks can be more non-reasonable than any humans I know. Yes, sir, that's what they can be.
Am I a lazy, no-good varmint, Abner?
Why, no.
Look at me. Am I?
No, sir, I said you wasn't.
Joseph's always been well-fed and clothed, ain't she?
Why, sure.
Maybe she ain't had some of the fancy things in life. But she's clothes on her back and victuals on the table, ain't she?
Yeah, as far as I know she has.
Well, she has, Abner. She has.
Yeah, well, I ain't arguing with you, R. See, I'm trying to help you.
Abner, what time do I get up to go to work every morning?
Well, I don't know, I reckon about...
I'll tell you what time. 4:30. Every morning for 32 years now, I've got up and went down to that livery stable. Never missed a morning. And them there two women claims I'm a lazy varmint.
Oh, how can they say such things? How can they do it?
I started out as a livery stable man, and I'm going to die a livery stable man. That's my life work, Governor. I can't give that up.
No. Of course, on the other hand, I don't reckon you have a whole lot of business over there, though. Times has changed, you know.
What do you mean I don't have no business? Do you know what time I leave that there place every night? 8:30. I open up at 5:30, and I don't leave that there livery stable till 8:30. That's 15 hours. And any man that puts in 15 hours a day, he ain't no lazy varmint. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, no. Looking at it that way, you're right, Ira. What do you do over there all that time?
Why, I work.
Oh?
And maybe you just don't realize how much work there is running a livery stable.
Well, no, I reckon I don't, Ira, but, well, it just seems like every time I drop over there, why, you and Charlie Redfield and a bunch of them just sitting there in that little office of yours playing checkers or something.
Oh, they play. No, I don't. I make a suggestion now and then how they should move a man, but I never play myself, no, hardly.
That does old sort of keep you from your work, don't it, R?
Why, of course it don't. And on top of that, I'm a-making money off them there fellers.
You are?
Yes, sir. Why, they furnish part of the firewood for the fireplace. That's a big saving to me right there.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if they wasn't in there, Ira, why, you wouldn't have to keep that fire going all day long and save yourself a heap more.
Abner, I never come in here to get advice on how to run my business. I know how to do that. I want advice on my trouble in the home.
Yeah, sure. All right, Ira. Still left to know what all you do over there, though.
Well, one of them there stalls there has to be whitewashed.
Every day?
Well, not every day. But I do it regular, though.
How often?
No, I don't know. Every 4 or 5 years. I think it's about due this year, too. Either this year or next. Well, I'll have to check my records.
Yeah.
But listen, Abner. I told you I don't want no advice how to run my business. I get all that I want at home.
You do, huh?
Oh, yes. Why, to hear them there two women talk, you would think they're experts on the livery stable business.
Well, if they think they know so much about it, Ira, why don't you just have them go down there and run it for you?
No, they couldn't do it.
Couldn't.
Nah, my mama-in-law's too ignorant, and Josie, well, she just couldn't stand up under that there hard work.
Well, no, I don't reckon she could. Frail as women folks generally are.
Especially lately, Josie couldn't do it. She appears to look a little run down.
Well.
Poorly. Complains about her feeling tired all the time.
Well, have you talked to Doc Miller about her?
Well, no, I ain't, Abner. I've been aiming to, but it seems like Josie just never can find time to go to Doc's office twixt washings. She's a ticket in Washington, you know.
Yeah, I heard she was, yeah.
And lately, she's got 3 or 4 new customers. And the way that there woman dilly-dallies around, she just never seems to get through.
Yeah, I know. Well, how come it she's got them new customers when she was feeling so poorly?
Oh, you know how a woman is. They like to have a little extra pin money.
Yeah.
And then there was the grocery bills, and she needed to buy new shoes for the children, and... You see, it's hard for me to take care of them there little things on account of the depression.
Depression?
Yeah.
Well, I thought these was extra good times we was having now.
Well, there's been a depression in the livery stable business, Abner, ever since the automobile was invented. A man sure has to work mighty hard to just break even in that nowadays.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking you do rent out a team or two to Walt Bates steady, don't you? They ought to bring you in something.
Just enough to pay the feed for the other horses that ain't working.
Oh.
You see, Abner, a man just can't stay in the livery stable business unless he can feed his horses.
No. I reckon you're right about that.
Oh, but anyways, Abner, what do you reckon I ought to do about this here trouble in the home I'm having?
Well, I'll tell you, Ar, after sort of thinking it over here and your side of it here. Here's my advice to you. I believe you better change jobs with your women folks.
What's that?
You tell Josie and her mama to just go down there and run that liver stable if they know so much about it, and then you stay home and do that little bit of washing.
Well, I don't know, Abner.
Why, it'll give you a good rest, all right. Nice vacate for you. And I know good and well inside of 2 days, them women will come crawling home begging you to go back down there and take over the liver stable.
Do you sure enough reckon they will?
Why, I know they will. It'll just give them an idea of what you're up against down there. And it'll end that talk about you being a lazy varmint once and for all.
By Jiminy Abner, I believe we'll do it. Yes, sir, I'll do it.
Yes, sir, that's the time, Ar. Your trouble in the home is over.